Good day to all. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's Two Cents. But another thinking out loud from Franklin, Mass, where I reside. It's a Sunday afternoon here as I record this, and with the posting and stuff, you'll probably catch this either later Sunday or Monday. Depending upon where you are and the time it comes around, etc. So I hope you're having a good day. It is nice, clear blue skies, reasonable temp, probably in the 50s, maybe 60s, nothing much more than that here in Franklin. 60 degrees Fahrenheit, that is, for those who might be on the Celsius scale around the places where that's tracked versus Fahrenheit here in the U.S., predominantly anyway. Did the walk early this morning. Been doing a bunch of other things here and there. Get some work knocked out of the way. Get some Franklin Matter stuff out of the way. Get some household stuff out of the way. My wife had been away for the week, which was the school vacation week. And she came in last night, picked her up at the airport. And one of her drawers in the clothes bureau wasn't operating properly, so I had to figure out what was going on. Turns out that an article of clothing had gotten stuck in the back, so it was preventing the drawer from closing properly. Fully, at least. So it took a little bit to figure out exactly what was going on, but then it was like, aha. That's what it is. Turns out that article of clothing was something she was missing. Couldn't find. Now we found it. Go figure. Life has its opportunities. You never know. Something simple. Piece of clothing falls behind the drawer, stops it from closing. It wasn't a hard fix. I just had to figure out what it was. Indeed. So accompanying this, I'll put some links to some articles in the Boston Globe magazine today. Seem to be featuring Giganomics in several articles along that theme. For those who have followed me for a couple of years, probably recognize or remember that back in, what was it, 2009, 2010, I'd come across that term Giganomics while I was spending the better part of my days looking for work. And realizing that certainly there was a segment of the economy that seemed to be growing and expanding, that instead of having the full corporate environment, if you will, was setting up something more on a going from gig to gig, or more of a project basis. Clearly the film industry has been doing that for years. They'll pull together a film, pull together obviously all the actors and designers and musicians and whoever is involved with producing the film. And then once the film's done, they disperse. You know, they have a contract for that period. And then, clearly, there's, you know, payment on royalties, etc., depending upon how well the movie does, etc. But, you know, they're only working for the period of the contract. The gig. And they go from gig to gig. That concept seems to be expanding more and more throughout the economy. And it was recognized back, at least with the Giganomics terms, I first saw it. I think it was 2009. I certainly don't take credit for it. I certainly recognized it and started using it. And lo and behold, today, the Globe has several articles, one of which says the gig economics seems to be expanding. Yeah, it is. I think so. Those of us who are fortunate to have a corporate position, you know, even that, in depending upon what industry it is, it may not be forever. The internet and delivery of services, the lack of manufacturing facilities in the U.S., There are all kinds of shifts going on as we struggle to make do in this new world. So having a set and rather costly workforce in some cases, clearly considering all the employment benefits beyond salary, that can be rather costly. So there are some good reasons for that. So food for thought. Food for thought. There's plenty of reasons for, and certainly some reasons against, but I don't see how, since the door's been opened, we're going to go back. I don't see the economy getting out of even the slow growth in the few year, well, in coming out of the prior depression and recessions, especially since we had so much of a manufacturing economy. One of the major auto manufacturers, for example, would open a new plant or roll out a new line. And that would ripple through the economy, creating, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of jobs. That doesn't exist these days. The growth, if anything, is coming from the mom and pop, the small businesses, and they're growing, you know, little by little, making ends meet, being successful, but they're not going to put 1,000 workers under one umbrella, not in this state of the world, state of the economy. So if you've got some thoughts on that, send me a line, drop me a line, send me a link. There's many ways to reach me, and we can certainly have a conversation about it. So that's where we're at today, finding a little fix on a drawer that wouldn't close. It was simpler fix than having to repair the drawer. And spending some time looking at some articles on the gigonomics and the state of the world, thinking about what's happening. So that's what's happening here in Franklin, Mass. And until next time, I hope this finds you well. Take care.